Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Steven Dutzman. I am your host, and this is my ride to work. So here I am pulling out of my Dunkin' Donuts and heading on into the office on Monday, December 3rd. I have literally no idea where this year is going. It is moving so fast. This particular week is crazy. Just because there are, there's just so much stuff. Thursday night is the Video Game Awards. Friday is Super Smash Brothers. Saturday is the Kind of Funny Game Showcase. There's just so much stuff going on. What I wanted to do today was do a little public service announcement. So, many parents and families went out over Black Friday or Cyber Monday and bought themselves a brand new video game console. There were some great deals, and I can't blame you, right? This is a great year for consoles with the PS4 and the Switch, etc. So there's a lot of you that have a console sitting in a closet somewhere, or hidden, wherever it may be. And what I wanted to do was give you some advice as far as what to do between now and the day that you give the gift. Because consoles are a little bit different now than they ever were. A lot of people think of a console as a toy, right? Like it's something that you can just take out of the box and play immediately. And unfortunately, that particular line of thinking can lead to some frustrating mornings. Consoles are great. I love them. However, it's important to think of them more like computers than toys. In fact, I mean, that's a pretty apt comparison because they are all toys. They are all computers, rather. So here's my recommendation. I have a few things that you should do. The first one is make sure that you have a game. And I know that sounds kind of silly, but in general, consoles don't come with pack-in games anymore. So if you haven't bought a console since you got a Nintendo or a Super Nintendo when you were a kid, or maybe you've never gotten a console, historically, consoles came with a game. And a lot of these consoles will have pictures of games on the back of them and things like that. That's advertising. The majority of consoles that you buy, unless they specifically say that there is a download code included or a game included, don't have a game with them. So you're going to want to make sure you have a game. I get it, you spent a lot of money, and it's obnoxious that you might not have a game. I get that. The good news is there's plenty of affordable game options, and we'll talk to that later. But you're going to want to make sure that you have a game. I think a lot of folks this year bought a Spider-Man bundle for PS4 that was, a PS4 and it included Spider-Man. Great, you have a game. And it's a great one. Likely my game of the year. And it was a Mario Kart 7. There was a Mario Kart 8 Deluxe bundle and a Mario Tennis Aces bundle for the Switch. Obviously, those also include a game. So there were some bundles that were out there, but I just caution you, look at the box, make sure that there is a game, because there's nothing more frustrating than opening a console on Christmas morning or something like that and not having anything to play with it, because they're, without a game, the consoles have some limited uses. And we'll talk about some other software options in a little bit. So that's first thing. Make sure that you have a game. The second thing is take a look at your controller situation. The Switch comes with two Joy-Cons that attach to the side of the control to the side of the tablet mode when it's in handheld mode. They can be attached to a Joy-Con grip that will come with a Switch console, and that can be used as a single-player controller for games like Zelda or things like that. They do sell a Pro controller. It's somewhat expensive, but it's worth looking into. They do also have other, wired controllers that you can plug into the dock that are great. What you want to do is just make sure that you have enough controllers for what you want to do. For example, if you have a Switch, it by default comes with two controllers, so that's pretty good. You may want to look into another set of Joy-Cons if you bought a Switch, or maybe look into having someone else, you know, pick up another set of Joy-Cons. That is a practical gift, but having another set of Joy-Cons does give you a bunch of options as far as, you know, playing the different games. This is really important if you are, if you bought a PlayStation 4 or an Xbox One, because those only come with one controller. And specifically, those controllers are wireless, and so they either need to be charged, or, you know, in the case of the Xbox One, they actually need batteries. So what I would recommend, if you bought an Xbox One, definitely make sure that you have an extra set of batteries. They use AA's for the Xbox One controller, but for the, you know, but what I really recommend is, especially if you bought a multiplayer game, be it a fighting game like Dragon Ball FighterZ or Street Fighter or Madden or FIFA, you know, because maybe your kids wanted to play a sports game, you're going to want to make sure you have a second controller. And I tend to recommend that the second controller that you buy be a wired one. They're not as good, meaning they don't necessarily have all the bells and whistles. However, they're cheaper. You should be able to get, if you go to like your Walmart or your Best Buy, they should be able to get you like an off-brand, inexpensive wired second controller for less than $20. We found one for our Xbox One for $20, and for the PlayStation 4, I found one that was $15. You know, you shouldn't have to spend a lot of money on a second controller. But I definitely would recommend that, especially if you're in a sibling situation, and especially if you bought a game that you're hoping that they will play together. So that's the second thing. Check your controllers. The third thing, and this is the biggest step that you can take, you don't want to wait to open the box until Christmas or, you know, whatever holiday you celebrate. Right? And this is why. Like I said, these things are like computers. Number one, you obviously want to inspect the inside of the box to make sure that everything is there. Do you have all the cables? Is everything in good working order? I have seen horror stories of people who have brought home a PlayStation 4, and it turns out that someone had taken out the console and replaced it with a block of wood and then returned it to the store, and it was just restocked. So, opening it beforehand, you know, carefully, obviously, and putting, you know, making sure that there's a console in there, among other things, is just prudent, just to make sure, because if you need to go back and get another one, you can certainly do so. Gives you some options. But the biggest reason is you're going to need to configure these consoles and set them up, and a lot of them will require connecting to their respective networks. They will likely need to download some firmware patches and things like that. This is, again, like buying a computer. And those networks are notoriously slow, especially on Christmas morning, right? They are notoriously slow. And in fact, the PlayStation network, for years running, has been attacked by malicious hackers who just want to be trolls. And they deliberately try and take down the PlayStation network on Christmas morning, I guess because they think it's funny to ruin holidays for a bunch of kids, I don't know. But what happens is that the network is down, and if you can't connect to the network, you can't set up your machine, even if you're not trying to play an online game. So I recommend, when the kids aren't around, maybe when they're at school or after bed or something like that, you know your situation better than me. Take a couple hours, take the PlayStation or the Xbox or the Switch, take it out of the box, plug it in, and set it up. As far as how to set them up, if you've ever set up an iPhone or a laptop or an iPad, these work similarly, right? You're going to have to tell them where you live, Like, are you in North America? What's the date? What's the time? You may have to set up a user account, and that's certainly fine. That's nothing that you have never done before. My recommendation is to create a default family account just to kind of get in. So maybe create an account for yourself, even if you never intend to use it. You know, a mom or a dad or, you know, whatever. Don't create, for example, don't create a PlayStation account for your kid. Because you may choose their screen name for them. And you, as of right now, you can't change your PlayStation ID. So don't create their ID. Let them do that. Because they're going to want to have some creative control on that because you can't change it. So that's the third piece of advice, and it's probably the biggest one. You're definitely going to want to open up those consoles, make sure all the stuff is there, and then you are going to want to set up the console. And then once you're done with that, you can unplug it and put it right back in the box where you found it. You know, if you save all the plastic, you can be pretty meticulous and make it so that nothing, you know, happened. It will save that information and will remain, or it should remain, set up so that when it's opened and everybody's excited and freaking out, you can just plug it right into the TV and it will work. And you won't have to do anything special, right? So there's that. I definitely recommend that. I do that with every console we get. You know, I make sure that they are set up. So, do that. Next, and this is the fourth thing. If you did buy a game, and for example, if it's a, you know, one of the, like, for example, on the Switch, they don't send you the cartridges. They give you a download code to go onto their online store and enter the code and download the game. I would do that before you give the gift also. Just have the game right on there. And the way you would do that, they should have instructions, but if you bought one of the Switch bundles that comes with Mario Tennis Aces or Mario Kart 8 Deluxe and it doesn't come with the game, then what you will do is you would set up the Switch and you will see a icon on the front main screen that will be kind of an orange box. It's got a white background and like an orange thing that looks like a purse or a shopping bag. That's the Nintendo eShop. Click that, and then it'll bring you into the eShop. There will be a brief load, but that's okay. And then on the left-hand side, there will be a menu. Now, it's worth noting, this is your store, and we'll go back to this in a minute. This is where you would buy digital or downloadable games that don't necessarily have cartridges or discs. Well, there's no discs for the Switch, but there's no cartridges. And towards the bottom, you see something that says enter code. That's not for cheat codes or anything like that. That's literally for entering these alphanumeric codes that you'll be provided for your download. And it works kind of like entering a code into your Vudu if you happen to use digital copies of movies and things like that. They'll give you a code, you enter it in there, and then you download it. Some of these downloads will take a while. It might take upwards of an hour, for example, depending on your internet connection, to download Mario Tennis Aces or Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Getting that done overnight so that it's ready when you wake up in the morning or give the device will be awesome. Because then they can open it, they can love it, and then they can just turn it right on and play. That'll be a great experience rather than, oh, all right, so let's turn this on and this one thing that you probably really wanted, you have to watch a bar fill up while we download this game. So just getting that done ahead of time will be a huge help. Same thing on the PlayStation and the Xbox. If you happen to buy it and it is a bundle that comes with something, if it comes with a disc, like for example, Spider-Man, to my understanding, it did come with a Spider-Man disc. I would still throw that in there. One thing, especially if you have not had a console in the modern era, is games are never finished when they're actually pressed to disc. So they always have patches and other downloads that you need to make. So in the case of Spider-Man, this game has been out since, I believe, September. So there have been a number of updates that they have made, all of which would need to be downloaded. And also, there's a mandatory install from the disc onto the actual console itself. It's relatively small, but all of this is stuff that you can do ahead of time. So if you bought a PlayStation 4 and a bunch of games, open the games and throw them in. I know that sounds weird, right? Like, why would, you know, then that means you can't really give them the games, you know, wrapped up in their cellophane. I mean, I guess if that's really important to you, then just ignore this particular piece of advice. For us in our house, we just want to get to playing. And the pristine nature of it being still wrapped in plastic is not super important to us. But that's, you know, use your judgment there. But it is still worth throwing the disc in the game, because there are some games, especially some of the bigger ones, where before you can play, you'll have to sit and wait through an install, and it can be a half hour or 45 minutes. That is the reality that modern gamers have gotten used to, and if you haven't played a game in the modern era, then that might certainly be an issue. So, to recap, and I have a couple more steps, some other pieces of advice to give you. Make sure you have a game. Check your controller situation and make sure that you... I definitely recommend getting a backup, especially if you can get a wired one for $20 or less. Check the... set the system up before you give it to anyone. And then make sure that whatever games you have are either downloaded onto the system if you got a digital copy, or have been installed. So that way you can just get right into the playing with minimal hookup time. You know, maybe you got to take some time to put it into the entertainment center, that type of thing. But you can go right to town if you have it set up. So that is, those are the first four pieces of advice. Now, kind of to piggyback on the first piece of advice, which is to make sure that you have a game. Listen, consoles are expensive. We don't all have infinity dollars. And so a lot of you and myself included, right? You buy a console, maybe you can only really swing one full price game. And some people, you know, I actually talked to a mom the other day, and this was reinforced. I actually was talking to someone on Twitter who they bought the Switch assuming that it was going to be a tablet, and they assumed that the games were all going to be like iPhone prices, where it's like free, or maybe you'd pay like $5. And then they found out that like Mario Kart was $60, and it really threw them off. So, you know, if you get your kids a console and you can only afford them one game, I get that. And the good news is lots of good games are out there. However, if you're looking for a little bit extra, but you don't want to spend a huge amount of money, I'm with you. Here's some recommendations. All of the major consoles, and I mean it, you know, the Nintendo Switch, the PS4, the Xbox One, even the 3DS, they all have robust online stores where you can just log in and buy games. And all of them have options that are under $20. And so definitely look at that. You know, if you're just looking for that little bit extra, there are a number of games that are either free. All of them actually have free games as well. There will be free games. There will be games that are relatively inexpensive, especially if you consider the fact that between now and then there are sales. And then there are plenty of games that even at full price, they are under $20. So just to throw out some examples for games that will be significantly less than full price that exist on all of them. Number one, Fortnite. Is a game that just about everyone on Earth is playing, and chances are good if you bought a console, your child has at least thought about playing that game. Fortnite is free, so you can just download it. If you want to buy them that little bit extra, you can spend $10 to buy them the Battle Pass, which is basically kind of enhances the experience, gives them more stuff to do. But even without it, they can play the game for $0. There are a number of free options on the Nintendo Switch. One of them is called Pokemon Rumble, which is just kind of it's just a cute little Pokemon experience. So you can certainly look into that. Minecraft is on all three of these consoles. It's not cheap. I believe it's somewhere in the neighborhood between $20 and $30. However, it's less than the price of a full game. And it is a huge experience that they'll certainly get a lot out of, especially if they've never owned it before. You know, some other examples of games that exist on all three consoles that are a great buy that are under $20 is one of them is Stardew Valley. It's a farming simulator where you are, I know that sounds silly, but trust me, this game is really good. You play the grandson or granddaughter of someone who left you a farm. It looks very simple. It looks like an old Super Nintendo game, but there's a lot of stuff going on. Basically, you have every day, and you can go around, and you can farm, and you can fight monsters, and you know, because there's actually a dungeon you can go into, or you could just not and never interact with that piece. There's people in town that you can meet. There's fishing mini games, and basically the idea is you pass through the different days. There's never enough time to do everything that you want, and you slowly build up your farm and build relationships with people in the town. It's really neat, and it is very inexpensive. There are so I definitely would recommend, you know, kind of keeping that in mind. And the other piece is all of them have the ability to sort by price. So you can kind of look and get some ideas. Another kind of game that I think is universally a good idea, and that just about anybody would like, it's called SteamWorld Dig. It is another kind of mining game. You play like a robot who is on an alien planet, and you are just digging down, gathering resources that you can then bring back up and use to upgrade your equipment. There's a little mystery going on, a lot of, you know, kind of interesting humor, certainly appropriate for all ages. It's a little challenging, but I think that's okay. Challenging games are, you know, they kind of add some extra length to the game. And there are tons of others. In fact, if you need more advice, you know, and you really want some ideas for a game, come and join our community. Go to engagefamilygaming.com/community. That's our Facebook group. And just say, literally, hi, I bought a PS4. I want a game that's $20. These are the things my kid likes. And any of the parents in there, you know, there's a big group of gamers in there who'd be more than happy to give you the information you need. And that also works, like, maybe somebody gave, if you're buying if you bought a PlayStation 4 and maybe an aunt or something is looking for a way to help, you know, with, you know, give you something that you can use for that. A PlayStation or an Xbox or a Nintendo gift card are great, right? You can enter them, you add the money into your wallet, and you can use it to buy games. There's tons of great digital games that you can buy. In fact, really some of the best games on all of those consoles are downloadable only. And the Engage Family Gaming Facebook community is always welcome, we're always happy to answer those types of questions. And if you don't want to ask a group, and maybe you just want to ask me, or specifically the EFG staff, that is also fine. You can go ahead and send us a message on our Facebook page. If you go to facebook.com/engagefamilygaming. Send us a message privately through the chat. And anyone on our staff who has access to the Facebook page will be more than happy to help make some recommendations specifically for whoever you're looking to buy for. There's only one other thing that I want to talk about, and that's very specific to the Nintendo Switch, and that is, if you bought a Nintendo Switch, one thing that you definitely are going to want to look into is buying a micro SD card. Now, what a micro SD card is, it's basically like a memory chip that you can add into the system. It really doesn't have a lot of built-in hardware memory, right? Like, internally, its hard drive is very small. So, you're going to want to expand that. The good news is micro SD cards, unless you're getting like a giant one, are very inexpensive. You should be able to get, you know, like a 64 gigabyte or, you know, 128 gigabyte, in, you know, micro SD card, which will greatly expand the internal memory of the system, for pretty cheap, you know, less than $50. I believe I saw last night a 64 gigabyte micro SD card was like $20 on Amazon. You know, so I know it's extra price, it's extra cost. This is definitely something that somebody else could buy, and it's a practical thing, but it will be useful, because especially if you're going to be buying other downloadable games to the hard drive, you'll want that, because you'll have, you know, because you'll eventually run out of space. And another thing for the Switch that is a pretty good deal, you know, we talk about the subscription services for these consoles all over the place. And those are a great deal also, because many of them kind of include games. You know, the December lineup for, you know, PlayStation Plus and Xbox Games with Gold have been announced, and there, you know, there are games there, that if you are a PlayStation Plus member, or if you have an Xbox Live Gold subscription, that you can just download at no cost. With the Nintendo Switch, the Nintendo Online service comes with a collection of classic NES games that you can play as long as you have an internet connection. And so I think that's a great way to add value to the console also, because if you buy the Nintendo Online subscription, which even if you can't swing the $20 for the year right away, is like $4 for the first month, which is, you know, pretty good. And it includes a lot of, you know, older Nintendo games that you can play. Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers 3, Ice Hockey is a great two-player game, and The Legend of Zelda, etc. So, something to keep in mind there, too. That's about it, right? You know, those are my tips for what to think about between now and when your kids open this thing up. You're definitely going to have a lot of fun with this. So, you know, if you're new to gaming, or maybe you're a lapsed gamer, maybe you haven't owned anything since an original PlayStation or something, and you're back buying consoles for your kids, because you're relenting, and maybe they just ask too often, you want to get it over with. Welcome to a wonderful world. Games are a huge part of my life, have been forever. You can make a career out of loving games. So this is not like some just mindless time waster if your kids really enjoy it and love it. We are happy at EFG to help support that. So welcome to this crazy console world. If you have questions, please reach out. We want to help all of you. And we will absolutely commit to helping every one of you that we can. So I do hope that you guys have a great holiday, and that you, you know, good luck getting all these things set up and making sure you have it properly configured. Join us in the community, have some fun, and until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. We'll talk to you all soon. Bye.